Oh, here it is. Here it is, digital ID. The elites have only been talking about this for about 30 years or something now. I know they wanted microchips in the hands at first, but no, we'll just settle for a digital ID and you won't be able to do anything without this digital ID. Won't be able to rent a flat, get a mobile phone, open a bank account, work, go to school, anything. Everything will require digital ID. And then as soon as you stop playing ball, they switch it off. And that's the way that they get everybody to start thinking the way that they want them to think. Anybody remember the old Zeitgeist movies? Yeah, they've been planning this for a long time. Every UK working adult will need Brit Card, digital ID, Brit Card. That's going to go down well in Scotland. Digital ID under Starmer plan to tackle illegal immigration. Civil liberties groups warn mandatory digital IDs risk pushing unauthorised migrants further into the shadows. I mean, they're already in there, but again, I'll save it for the end. Oh, this again. I hate the Independent. I hate the Independent. You know what? I'm not even going to bother trying to close this because they rig it so that when you do it, it opens another page. Ha They fixed it. Anyway, every working adult in Britain will be required to have a new government-issued digital identity card as part of a fresh attempt to crack down on illegal migration. Yeah. That's totally what it's for. But anyway, the Prime Minister is expected to announce his backing for the Brit Card scheme, which would verify an individual's right to live and work in the UK in a speech on Friday. The plan, which would require a law change to implement, comes amid mounting pressure on ministers to take more drastic action to tackle migration, as boat crossings reach a record high and the asylum backlog is still above 75,000. Pressure exacerbated by the success of Reform UK in the polls. But the leaders of eight civil liberties groups have warned that mandatory digital ID risks pushing unauthorised migrants further into the shadows. Yeah, it does. And it's going to create a huge headache for everybody else, but I'll save it for the end. Earlier this year, the government began looking at proposals for some form of digital ID for adults in Britain, with the view that it could help tackle illegal migrants who are working in the black economy. Little bit on the nose there, but okay. They have looked to the examples of Estonia, which uses a mandatory ID card system. Sir Keir will say progressives must not shy away from people's concerns when he speaks at the Global Progress Action Summit in London alongside Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. That's three of the five eyes there. Recognising the concerns that exist around uncontrolled immigration, he will say, for far too many years, it's been too easy for people to come here, slip into the shadow economy, and remain here illegally. It is not compassionate left-wing politics to rely on labour that exploits foreign workers and undercuts fair wages. But the simple fact that every nation needs to have control over its borders, he will add. He will take what will seem as a swipe at reform, accusing them of the politics of predatory grievance, preying on the problems of working people, which he will contrast with his idea of patriotic renewal. He will say this will be rooted in communities building a better country. Build back better, almost as it were, brick by brick from the bottom up, including everyone in the national story, difference under the same flag. Difference under the same flag has failed everywhere it's been tried. Hitting out at toxic online discourse, in other words, people proving why this plan is dumb and retarded, he will also reference the recent march in London featuring Tommy Robinson and ex-boss Elon Musk, saying that puts most poisonous belief on full display at the protests here in London just a week or two ago, that there is a coming struggle, a defining struggle, a violent struggle for all of our nations. Yeah, there is. Because there's a phrase that everybody keeps saying in my circles. We can't vote our way out of this. And we can't. No matter what we do, the democratic system's rigged. And no matter, go and get your little petition signed, and oh, this petition got 2 million signatures, it could have 2 billion signatures. It doesn't matter. Petitions are just a way to get the government to tell you no a second time. Right, it will get discussed for 30 seconds in Parliament. Big whoop, what great change you brought. The average man in the street has no power to bring about change with the system, well, using the system as it is. The system was built that way on purpose. The system was specifically designed to give everybody the illusion that they can bring about change because it keeps everybody nice and placated, but they can't. Ultimately, they cannot bring about change. You vote in your MP, they will then vote in whatever they're told to vote in, and then you get that law, and that's it. Tough shit. But it's okay. 4 years from now, I'll vote in a different MP, and blah, blah, like that law's still going to be in place. And you're just voting in a new fucking face. That's all it is. They're still going to vote the exact same way they're told to by the elites. Right? The system doesn't work. Right? So basically, the average man in the street has no way to change the system by using the system. Right? There are other ways, but on advice of my lawyer, I'm not going to discuss those. But anyway, now you don't need to be a historian to know where that kind of poison can lead. You can just feel it, a language that is naked in its attempt to intimidate. Lord Blunkett, I mean, like you were saying about the Southport rioters that you jailed for like multiple years all at once, you were doing the same thing here. Lord Blunkett, who worked on the Blair government's initial ID scheme, oh well, there he is, the fucking Phantom of the Opera, British politics, fucking Tony Blair. That man, he still pulls all the strings all over the fucking place, by the way, and digital ID was one of the biggest things he was pushing for. ID scheme 20 years ago welcomed the decision, saying its time has come. Ah, it's time for ultimate power. Fucking hate them. Age verification to protect our children and young people, avoidance of exploitation by organised criminals, abusing people in the sub-economy, acting as a deterrent to unauthorised entry across the channel, and protection from fraud are just some of the benefits which could arise from a well-implemented programme, he said. It is the unplanned current mishmash that presents a threat to people's privacy as well as a risk of a data breach, fraudulent stealing of identity and misuse. The former Labour Home Secretary argued that the introduction of digital identification will have to be truly universal, consolidating a whole range of digital documentation used in everyday life. Polling shows the public is broadly supportive of the idea, with a survey conducted by More in Common in December finding that 53% of people are in favour of a universal digital identification system. That is extremely interesting because I have found no one left and right who is actually in favour of this. Weirdly, this is a joint one. The left and right are both against digital ID. Neither of them want it. Right, so this whole 53% actually, like, I've not found one. I haven't found a single one. And I talked to fucking everyone. I haven't found anyone that is in favour of this. So I would like to know where this study was carried out. Probably a fucking university. With 25% strongly in favour. Just 19% said they were against it. A report from Sir Tony Blair's think tank, the Tony Blair Institute, or the Ministry of Truth, published this week, also suggests there is growing public support for a super digital identity card. So not just the regular one. Why have authoritarianism when you could have super authoritarianism, which would allow people to access public services and report problems in their local area? Wow, we actually have a system like that right now. It's called the council. Like, we have a system like that right now, and then we report problems to it, and then the council does nothing. So basically all that's going to happen is it's going to be the same system, the same little online portal, the same fucking phone number that you have to call, but this time you'll have to give your little digital ID card number so that you can actually make the report so that the council can go ahead and again do nothing. That's dumb. Like, see this? They think that people aren't going to actually look into this shit. Oh, wow, we get that. We already have that. We already have that, and it doesn't work. So what you're going to do is you're going to make the thing that doesn't work a little bit harder for everyone to access. Wow, gosh, golly, where do I sign? The report, which surveyed more than 2,000 adults, saw 62% of people say that they favoured introducing a form of digital ID alongside an app that would allow them to report things such as potholes and missed bin collections. And that's going to be great until you click on something you're not supposed to click on and your phone gets hacked and there you go. Because this ultimate card that accesses fucking everything is now going to get used and abused. There you are. Hope you love having a bunch of fucking loans taken out in your name by some Jeep. TBI's Director of Government Innovation, Alexander Iosad, said an announcement of universal digital ID would be one of the most important steps taken by this or any government to make British citizens' everyday lives easier and build trust. No, it won't. No, it won't. This is factually untrue. It's not going to make everybody's lives easier. It's going to make it even worse. The social services are already fucking flooded. They're already fucking overloaded. Right, so how are you going to... Oh yeah, we're going to... See the thing that's overloaded? We're going to make it harder for you to access. Like, fuck off. How we experience government could be about to transform. Yeah, it's going to get worse for the better. No, it's not. Not for the better. It's going to get so much worse. Not only can digital ID help us to tackle illegal immigration, but done correctly and responsibly, it can open the door to a whole new model of services that come to you when you need them, he added. And here, oh, I thought it was the end of the article. Earlier this month, Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood said she has always been in favour of ID cards. That's great. Don't vote her in again. Speaking to broadcasters, she added, in fact, I supported the last Labour government's introduction of ID cards. The first bill I spoke on in Parliament was the ID cards bill, which the then Conservative Lib Dem coalition scrapped. Good. I have a long-standing position of my own, which those who are familiar with my political track record will know that that is something that I've always supported, she said. But eight civil liberties groups, which included Liberty, Article 19, Connected by Data, and the Runnymede Trust, warned that a move to introduce compulsory digital ID risked shifting the balance of power towards the state with dangerous implications for our security, rights, and freedoms. And yes, that's the main reason they want it. It's not for immigration, it's not for everything else. The government wants to keep track of everyone. They also want you to have something where you need it to access certain basically institutions or services in society. This is your society card. You need this to take part in society. If you do not think right or you do things the government doesn't like, they will switch off your card, disable it, and ban you from using certain services until you start acting right. This is also part of the UN's Agenda 2030, by the way. Resist this. Like, left and right, resist this. Right, this is about control. It's not about immigration. It's not about making access to the services that don't work easier. It's not about any of that. It's all about control. Every single bit of it is about control. In their letter to Sir Keir, they wrote, mandatory digital ID is highly unlikely to achieve the government's objective of tackling unauthorised immigration. Yes, I was going to save it for the end. I hope this doesn't rub one out me before I get there. The proposed schemes fundamentally misunderstand the pull factors that drive migration to the UK and would do very little to tackle criminal people smuggling gangs or employers and landlords who operate off the books. Instead, it would push unauthorised migrants further into the shadows, into more precarious work and unsafe housing. Big Brother Watch's interim director, Rebecca Vincent, was among those warning that such a rollout could be uniquely harmful to privacy, equality and civil liberties. Big Brother Watch is actually a really good organisation. Her organisation has garnered more than 101,000 signatures on a petition calling on Sir Keir Starmer to reject proposals for a Brit card. Sir Ed Davey told the Liberal Democrat conference this week that his party would need to properly scrutinise any details, but said it was not necessarily against the policy. Times have changed, and that's why I'm saying let's look at it, he said. Now, here's the funny thing about this. Oh, we needed to stop illegal immigration and it's so that we can stop them illegally working and illegally using services and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we have that. It's called the national insurance number. When you're born in Britain, you're given a national insurance number. It's better for the Yanks. That's our social security number, the national insurance number. That's what it is. And in order to open a bank account, register your children for school, register at a GP surgery, get a job, do anything, you need your national insurance number. We already have that. However, you're getting lots of places that don't check national insurance numbers to prove that you are, in fact, a British citizen, and they're hiring illegals and paying them cash in hand. Right, so that's what they're doing already with the current ID that we have. So all that's going to happen is everybody's on digital ID, everybody's got this thing that they have to have, but then you get the illegal migrants that work at these places that already don't check ID. So introduce digital ID all you want, these places are still not going to check the ID and hire the illegals and just pay them cash in hand. That is all that's going to happen. Because that's the thing is, like, illegal migrants can't get jobs at McDonald's or any of the big places or anything because they check if you've got a national insurance number and check to see if you are a legal citizen of this country. It's already really difficult for migrants to get jobs in these countries, so they go for little family businesses or those fucking Deliveroo kingdoms where it's one guy's account, but he's got like 30 migrants working for him, doing all the deliveries, and places like Deliveroo and Just Eat just allow that shit. Right? So basically, this will fix nothing. This will fix absolutely nothing in regards to illegal immigration. Nothing. They will still be able to get work. They will still be able to get housing. All you need is one person who has right to remain or has citizenship to open up their flat or open up their Deliveroo account or to own some kind of like business where they just bring all of them in. own some Turkish barbers or something like that. This will still happen under digital ID. Keir Starmer is talking out of his fucking arse, right? This will not stop illegal immigration. It won't do it at all. But he's like, oh, I need to win over the righties. What do they... Oh, migration. Ah, that's what we'll use as the excuse to bring in our authoritarian fucking lordship cards. That's all it is. It's not about stopping immigration. It's about control. Immigration's just being used as an excuse. And Keir Starmer genuinely thinks you're that stupid.